Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
La carrera del GAN en primera base. Altuve, el turno. Altuve la prende. Serie Mundial.
Wow.
Indeed they are. With Clint Sterner and Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham. Astros going to the ship, the World Series, as they'll take on the Washington Nationals. Game one tomorrow, game two will be on Wednesday, and Sports Radio 610 will be right across the street at Congress and Crawford. Swing on by, say hello. We're broadcasting live from 2 to 6, Tuesday and Wednesday. Of all the calls I've heard, that one's the best. Pequeño Gigante, how good was that? That was better than Joe Buck's, and that one was pretty good, too. It's better than all of them out there. I love listening to the Spanish call.
Give it to me one more time.
El Pequeño Gigante.
Nice.
Are you bilingual?
I'm half Spanish. I'm half Mexican. My mom's a Rios.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
I'll be dang. That's nice.
I appreciate you saying that.
Well done, sir. Yeah, man, the little giant. You got to love it.
No, you mentioned this, Smitty, and I think it's a good question. Like, is Jose Altuve the most clutch sports athlete in Houston history? And, like, I think that home run, of course, puts him in the mix. If he wasn't already there before on the Mount Rushmore of Houston sports athletes, there's kind of two ways of taking this. First is he the greatest Astro ever? Is he one of the best athletes in Houston sports history ever? How clutch is he compared to a lot of the other greats? Like, if you look at just the second baseman in Astro history, Craig Biggio, he has the longevity, he has the 3,000 hits, he's in the Hall of Fame. Altuve still has to do all of those things. He, you know, is in the second half of his career. But at his peak, I would put him ahead of Biggio. Clutch factor, I mean, he's won a World Series, ALCS MVP. He might have two by this time next week. Biggio, you know, never won a World Series. So whenever I'm talking clutch, there's two names that stick out to me. It's Jose Altuve, and it's Hakeem Olajuwon, who won back-to-back titles in the 90s.
Yeah, look, to me, there's after this clutch home run that sent the team to the World Series again, and him being a key contributor throughout both runs and in the actual box score of winning and losing consistently, to me, there's this seals the deal. Like, there's no more talking about Biggio. Like, there's no – and look, I was born and raised right here, and Bagwell, Biggio, Berkman, all these – the Killer Bees, that was all – I was all in on that deal. But when you start talking about – when you add the championships, when you add the clutch factor, I mean, Major League Baseball postseason home runs, what is that now? Hell, he's hit so many I lost track. Is that 14?
Yeah, it's in the teens.
It's either 13 or 14 right now.
I remember it being at 12 during the ALCS, and so it's probably up to 14
The
now.
Fact that we're having this conversation about not sure whether it's 13 or 14 is the point. So for me, when you add the championships, you add the home run factor in and what Altuve brings to the team right now, to me, it's no longer about – Biggio, it's about Altuve and Ryan, right?
And you know what? The awesome thing about it is that when you look at the discussion between Olajuwon and Altuve, those guys couldn't be more different. They're polar opposites. You got the 7-footer from Nigeria, and then you got Altuve, who's like 5'4". You know what I mean?
On a good day.
And both of those guys were just amazing athletes here in the city of Houston and just all-time greats in their respective sports. But Altuve, man, I just felt like that, and I'm sure a lot of people felt like it. When he came to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning, they knew something big was going to happen. He has that air about him. And there's other guys that have been clutch, and I'm sure JB's going to go through a list of guys that were clutch in this city that might not be as big of names. But when you got a guy that is a superstar like that, that has been the MVP of the league, and then he does it in moments like that, to me, he's definitely on the Mount Rushmore, and to me, he's the most clutch athlete to play in his city since Hakeem Olajuwon.
Wait, you hit the nail on the head for me. I was raised up around here when Biggio and Bagwell and those guys were playing, and never one time. And I'm not, let's take the World Series aspect out of it, but never one time was I sitting on a back patio and my boys banging on my leg. He's busted up, man. He's about 24 Coors Light deep, right? He's busted up, stuttering around, and he starts beating on my leg, going, he's fixing to go yard and end this thing. That's the anticipation that everybody, we had 20 people on the patio watching this thing, and that's the anticipation and what Altuve's done to Astro Nation, for a lack of better terms. No disrespect to Biggio, no disrespect to Bagwell, and all the great offensive or hitters that have position players that have come through the Houston Astro organization. But there's, to me, whether it's statistics, championships, or the way he can move an entire fan base with one at bat in a critical moment, there's nobody in the same conversation with Altuve. Obviously, if you're talking other sports, you got to put Olajuwon and Earl Campbell and those guys up there.
You know what might be an interesting conversation is, can Alex Bregman catch him, right? Like, because if you're talking about these great offensive players with World Series pedigree, with playoff pedigree, I mean, Bregman had the big hit and with the walk-off in Game 5 when he beat the Dodgers in the World Series 2 years ago. He's got a long way to go, but I think Altuve set the bar ahead of anybody in the past, that the only person that's capable of reaching Altuve, not that it'll happen, is Alex Bregman. If I'm looking at a Mount Rushmore of Houston sports athletes, to me, it's you have a clear-cut top two, I have a clear-cut third, and then I think there's a bunch of names in the mix for fourth. My top two, Jose Altuve, Hakeem Olajuwon. My clear-cut number three, J.J. Watt. Because of what he was at his position, I mean, three-time defensive player of the year, right? What has he done for the city of Houston, the Hurricane Harvey relief? To me, it's clear-cut number three. I'm not putting him on the pedestal of Hakeem and Altuve because he doesn't have a ring, but he's clear-cut number three. For fourth, you can throw out the names we mentioned. Biggio, Bagwell, Andre Johnson, Earl Campbell, Nolan Ryan. Maybe Harden gets there someday if he can win a title. Maybe Hopkins gets there someday if he wins a title. And number four, I think, has a chance as well.
Ooh, boy, I'm hitting the brakes over here. You put J.J. Watt above Nolan Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, J.J. Watt, three-time defensive player of the year. Nolan Ryan never finished top five in the Cy Young when in his 9 years with the Astros.
Man, no, what Major League Baseball records right now does Nolan Ryan have of all time? And what else?
But he only spent 9 of those years in Houston, though.
Fair enough. I mean, now because it is, the longevity of the career. I can't back off, though. Hell no. I like 99. I like J.J. Watt. But, boy, I tell you what, if my mom was in here, if Linda Gale was in here, boy, I'd have to pull her off your ass right now. She'd be madder than a hornet, boy.
But I tell you what, the thing about it is look at the way J.J. played yesterday. Like, he's still doing it. Like,
No doubt.
He didn't get a bunch of sacks and put up a bunch of stats, but he was destroying his guy. Yeah. It seemed like every other play he's in the backfield, he's getting grabbed. I thought that, what's his name, Braden Smith? I thought he wanted to go steady with J.J. as much as he was holding him, man. It was crazy. And so J.J. is still doing it, and he has the ability to keep stacking great performances in front of him. So putting him on the Mount Rushmore, I don't have any problem with that at all. I just think that the cool thing about it is there's a lot of guys to choose from. There's a lot of people that have come through this city that have done – amazing things. But I think that, like you said, I can ride with the Dream and Altuve as the top two guys for sure.
Give me your four. Altuve.
You know, mine are the simple ones. I mean, Earl Campbell. I mean, he's in there. I mean, I'm not going to rank them, but you got Olajuwon, Altuve, Nolan Ryan, and Earl Campbell. Those would be my four. The cool thing, though, real quick, Wade, what you mean? The really cool aspect of this thing, man, is that we're living in a moment where we're having a conversation about a current Texan that is on JB's list. And I think I didn't even think of J.J. Watt, truth be told. And now that you tell me that, I'm like, yeah, he's in the conversation, no doubt about it, right? But you're talking about, I'm a huge Deshaun Watson guy. If Deshaun Watson goes on and can win over 10 years here, I would imagine he would be in that conversation, right? You mentioned Bregman's in that conversation. Harden possibly being in that conversation. Not only is the history rich, but we're doing sports talk radio in a time when there's current players that are even mentioned in the conversation of potentially being on Mount Rushmore in the city of Houston in the future. That's big time, man.
Yeah, when you say that, it reminds me of the conversation that Seth Payne had a couple years ago when he was saying that, you know, Houston is entering the golden age of its sports history, and you're actually seeing it come true. You're seeing the fact that you have the Astros going for their second championship in 3 years. You have the Rockets that are consistently – contenders to come out of the West. And you have the Texans that have Deshaun Watson in the fold now, so you feel like they can beat anybody, but the problem is they can get beat by anybody. But when you ask me my Mount Rushmore, I'm a little different. I'm not from here, so I kind of have a different perspective on it. But I think Earl Campbell definitely needs to be in there, and I'm a football guy, so Earl Campbell needs to be in there. I think that Warren Moon, somebody that hasn't been mentioned, to me, he was one of my favorite quarterbacks growing up just watching the Oilers. So Warren Moon would be in mine, and then you have Altuve and Olajuwon as the top two guys.
Talk to me about this. Carl Lewis.
I'm a Cougar, so go Cougs. So anytime you mention a Cougar, and especially who's one as great as Carl Lewis, who I think is one of the best athletes of all time, it's hard when he doesn't wear Houston across the chest, you know? And I know he's represented this. I know he's represented the city incredibly well. A great Houstonian and the best athlete that's ever come up through Houston because of all the gold medals that he's had. But when he's not repping the Rockets, Astros, Texans, Dynamo, et cetera, it's hard to really put him on that Mount Rushmore whenever he's not on a Houston team.
But I'm saying this, if you're gonna say Carl Lewis, now you got to throw Simone Biles in there.
Yep,
she's a
exactly.
Houstonian as well, and she has, I don't know how many damn gold medals.
Best gymnast
herself,
ever.
So, no
right?
question. Yeah. So, I mean, you start opening up Pandora's box when you go there. But
sorry
I think,
about that, guy.
No, but there's nothing wrong with opening Pandora's box because, like you said, that's even more added to the plate when you realize that you have that many talented successful people coming from and representing the city of Houston.
Clint, Wade Smith, Jeremy Brown, I'm going through the Houston history a little bit here, our Mount Rushmore. But, you know, one other area that I wanted to look at it real quick was how significant a moment this is in Houston sports, right? Like, sometimes you're living in the moment. It's hard to really put, you know, what that play meant over the course of sports history in the city or for franchise history or whatever. But this is one of the few times in Major League Baseball history that an ALCS or an NLCS, that a pennant has been won because of a walk-off home run. Like, you can count it on two hands how many times it's ever happened. And it started making me think about greatest sports moments, singular moments, not games, not teams, but singular moment, one play over the course of Houston history. Like, what one play sticks out to you? And Wade's doing the kiss of death for Mario Elie.
Elie
hit the
no
three against the Suns
yes.
when they were down 3-1, and they mounted the comeback whenever they won the title. Like, kiss of death comes to mind for me. This one comes to mind for me. I'm probably a little bit too young to remember the Ralph Sampson shot to shock the Showtime Lakers when they beat them in the Western Conference Finals. But sometimes it's hard to really feel the gravity of the moment. And this is also, now we talk Altuve, one of the greatest in Houston sports history. This was also one of the greatest sports moments in Houston history.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Look, I can't recall all the great moments like y'all can. I know exactly what you're referring to, but I can't recall every one of them off the top of my head. But one thing I'm very confident in saying is that this one right here ranks up there with the best of them.
Let's get to some more breaking news from over on Kirby. Aaron Wilson to the Chronicle reporting this. More secondary news. Philip Gaines is out for the year. We saw the injury, the ankle injury. Philip Gaines is out for the year. Maybe we could have seen the writing on the wall with this. The Texans made the trade for Gary and Conley a little bit earlier today, traded a 2020 third-round pick. But Philip Gaines, and look, he was playing pretty well. I know that the Texans picked him up after the season started, but he was somebody you were counting on, so this is a loss for the Texans defense.
Definitely a loss. You're talking about good quality depth. I thought that in the game this weekend, there was a couple of times that he ended up man-to-man on T.Y. Hilton. I thought he was right in his hip pocket. I mean, some would say, well, it was a miss. The quarterback missed or he should have caught it but nonetheless the DB's job is to make it as difficult as he possibly can on the receiver, and there was a couple of times that he was running right with T.Y. Hilton in good man-to-man coverage. And so one of those guys that I would never sit here and tell you that I think the guy's a starter in the NFL, but he was good quality depth. I thought he was filling in a solid fashion when he took a hit. Unfortunately, I believe it was from Bernardrick McKinney again out there just dishing out punishment, and everybody said, well, man, God, I think he hurt his shoulder. I'm like, no, look at his foot. Ain't supposed to be turned up underneath him that way right there. So, unfortunately, another hit to the secondary, man. These guys are as banged up. A week ago, Wade, we're talking about the injury bug hadn't hit Houston. The Texans are extremely fortunate, and now we're looking up, and you've got, God, that's four DBs, right? I may be missing one. That's four DBs that are injured right now and not sure they'll play this week versus Oakland.
Yeah, and to me, the entire story of that game Sunday with the Colts was penalties and injuries. And so, you know, we spoke about penalties earlier. Now we're talking about injuries. If you lose, you know, three or four out of your top five or six DBs, you're not going to be able to cover well. That's just the reality of the situation. And so the Texans had to go out there and make a trade. They're bringing in Gary Conley. So we'll see what he can provide for the team. But I just feel bad for gains, because, you know, this kid had an opportunity that you always don't necessarily get. And so, you know, there were some injuries that popped up. Bradley Roby missed some time, and so he got his shot. And then just a freak accident, just part of the game of football, you know, swarm tackling, everybody trying to get to the ball, and he gets hurt by his own teammate, and so now he's going to be out for the season. So it's unfortunate for him. It's unfortunate for the Houston Texans. But like they always say, next man up.
Wait, you know what this does, man? This situation right here is obvious. The obvious part of it is that the secondary and Romeo Crennel's management of these issues and the new players is obviously going to be critical, man. But and we talked about it a little earlier, the Bill O'Brien situational stuff has to stop. The pressure that's mounting for this offensive football team to play flawless football because of injuries, which all great franchises find a way to work through these types of situations. But the margin of error for this coaching staff and this offense is significantly more narrow than it was 2 weeks ago because of the injuries in the secondary, man.
Yeah, no question about it. And the thing about it is that the Texans have the offensive guns to take on that weight. They just have to make sure that they handle the business by not having self-inflicted errors. You know, you talk about the fact that Will Fuller is going to be gone. I know he's going to be gone, but Kenny Stills is still here. You know what I mean? Fells, Akins, Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde, Kiki QT, D-Hop, of course. All those guys are still weapons that can be utilized. I think it's going to be, you know, they're going to take it upon themselves to clean up the way they're playing ball games, and then go out there and get it done, because they still have the horses in order to do that.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.